The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Sorry about getting the message up late, but we've had a snowstorm here, an incredible system on top of us, and it's just kind of leveled me. And Ezekiel, too, it's just very, very heavy. And there was a spiritual heaviness, too, that we've been feeling, and an exhaustion and kind of a lack of joy and a lack of strength. And very interestingly, one of Lana Vosser's word of knowledge about the situation in the body right now, and I want to read it to you because it addresses exactly what we've been going through lately. She says here, there's been a very specific assault against many with the sole purpose of stealing joy, an assault to steal expectation, hope, contentment, and feelings of joy in all that the Lord is doing. And interestingly, guys, I think a couple days ago, my attitude was rejecting that. And I told the Lord, how could I possibly be tired of listening to you, Lord? I just don't understand it. But this is a spiritual attack that's going on. She continues here, I saw this assault as a very heavy weight and burden upon many, a heaviness and a weariness that felt like life was being sucked out of many. This heaviness, discouragement, and heavy weight may have been feeling. It has come upon many suddenly, but it will also leave suddenly. And I felt the Lord, she said, was specifically highlighting fasting as a huge key to breakthrough. I heard the words while being with the Lord. Fasting is fast-tracking many back into joy. So she says, I feel like the Lord is really putting emphasis on fasting right now to bring a great shift, deliverance, breakthrough, and acceleration, fast-tracking into joy. A sudden cutting away and deliverance and freedom is going to take place in the fasting process right now. As many of God's people fast this month of January are going to see the Lord position them for a greater takeoff in February. You're going to gain greater authority over the very area and demonic force and principality some are facing through the fasting process as he awakens you to the authority you already have in Jesus, but also the authority you are gaining as you continue to push through this incredible heaviness and assault to steal joy. Now, I just want to take an aside here and say that a lot of you are going to say, well, I don't know how to fast. Well, there's different ways to fast. For those of you who are still watching television, you can fast from movies and television. I particularly can't fast from food for very long, being older and having fibro, but I can fast from favorite foods and foods that are desserts and things like that. You can do a dessert fast or a Daniel fast, which is vegetables and grains. So these are different ways that you can just deny yourself certain little pleasures and offer those to the Lord as a fast offering. And that'll definitely help you extricate yourself from this lack of joy. And she continued on, don't give up. Push through. You are going to know the joy of the Lord as your strength. And she quotes Nehemiah, this day is holy to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The enemy has been lying to many that this season is like no other and will be another season of grieving. But I felt the Lord saying that he is rebuilding confident expectation in him, hope arising and raining down again, that we'll see the fruit of that joy released. Get ready to laugh again, like you have never laughed before. I asked the Lord why there has been a constant emphasis on joy, she continues, and a constant assault by the enemy to see joy stolen. And I felt him say, because this year, 2016, is going to be the year of great joy for many. I think that's the rapture myself, personally. Going back to what Lana is saying, greater grace, greater peace, rather, greater confident expectation in him. Faith will grow to new levels and breakthroughs and increase, and the manifestation of his word will go to a whole new level. This will be a year where joy and many fruits of joy, hope, peace, confident expectation, and laughs will be restored. You may feel very heavy right now, but I want to encourage you to keep pressing in. Fasting is a key right now to unlock more than you are believing for. He's going to fast-track you into joy in areas you haven't had it, and fast-track you back into areas where you had it before and it's been lost. It's going to break, and joy will break forth again. And that was the end of her message. So basically, she's saying the Lord is calling for a fast to overcome these obstacles, this oppression, or this heaviness. Boy, I could feel it yesterday. It was so heavy. And I didn't get a message out because there was one thing after another that I had to deal with. So I want to get this out to you today, just so you have something to think about. And like I said, I am fasting from dessert foods and from other certain things that are just a pleasure for me. That's the best I can do. You know, nursing mothers and pregnant women, you don't need to be fasting. You can deny yourself a treat, but don't fast in any way, because that baby needs the nourishment. So yesterday was a really heavy day for me, and I heard the Lord say, "Are you with me?" And I answered him, "I'm trying, sweet Jesus. I cannot do it on my own, so I'm asking for your help. Please speak to me for your bride and your children." And he began, "Yes, the world is a heavy place right now, more than ever. And yes, it is draining you and other souls, especially my betrothed. It is all I can do to hold back my tears, and my faithful brides bring me more comfort than you can ever imagine. Thank you, my precious ones, for loving me, for needing me, for wanting to partake of my suffering and drink from my cup. At long last, I have a true helpmate, companion, and believer. At long last, I am standing with souls that have given me their all, even in the very trying situations some of you are dealing with. I am eternally grateful for your companionship, my brides. You are walking in the very pinnacle of Christianity, which from the outside looks like the very pits. But this humility you are suffering with oppressions is the walk I had on earth, and it is forming you into my faithful helpmate, one who echoes my estate on earth, one easily recognized as being like me. How glorious you are to the angels, and how terrible you appear to demons. Because my blood is running through your veins, my anointing, my character, my mercy. Oh, how beautiful you are to me, my bride. All of heaven rejoices when they behold the glory of my brides. They are happy for me that I have at last found fulfillment in the souls I have sent to earth." And that was the end of his message. And, you know, in all things, I don't care what it is that we suffer. If it's sickness that doesn't yield to prayer, I always pray, and I'm glad to see sickness leave when I pray. It happens many times with Ezekiel and I, between the two of us, and pray against oppressions. But when something doesn't yield to prayer, we know the Lord is using that as a fast offering. And so even this assault against joy has been a fast offering, because I know the Lord is suffering great trials in his heart for the souls that he will never see again. And one more thing I wanted to share with you, a note on yesterday's message, and that is, can you imagine? I don't know how it is for a lot of you, but it's very difficult for me to find, for instance, shoes that fit me just right, because I'm up already into a man's size because I'm tall. And so I don't have much of a choice when it comes to shoes. And they have to fit just the right way. They can't be too narrow. They can't be too broad. They have to have a certain shape. It's amazing. And trying to find shoes that are comfortable that I can walk in is really hard. And some of you probably are familiar with the expression, an old shoe. My friend is like an old shoe. Well, old shoes are broken in and they're comfortable to walk in. But more than that, the Lord, I believe, yesterday really, really unveiled his heart to us that each one of us is so uniquely different and fulfilling his need. The need that he has when he created us as beautiful, unique individuals, to see us coming back to him, to see us reaching out for him and our life being fulfilled as he would have it fulfilled, is such a beautiful thing to him. And we're like those old shoes. We're like an old shoe or a shoe that we discover that fits us to a T, that's perfect. Each one of us is like a different shoe that fits a different part of God and different specifications, like a glove fitting a hand perfectly. Each one of us is different. And you can imagine he's giving forth these beautiful anointings and gifts to souls when they're conceived, and how he longs to see that soul fulfill all those gifts and anointings. So you can imagine what he feels like when he loses one who was so unique that no one else could ever take their place. And yes, he has other souls that he loves and adores, but there was something about that one soul that cannot be replicated. And so you can imagine what he goes through when there is a mass tragedy or war breaks out and many are killed and there's no hope of redemption for them. So we're bound and likely to feel some heaviness, guys. We're going to feel that because we're so close to him and our heart beats in unison with his heart. So we're bound at times to feel that heaviness that he's going through. But he's giving us the strength to walk through it. And as far as the oppression from the enemy goes, fasting and worship, through all that, we're going to mount upward and overcome that as well. So the Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Just a little message for you today to cheer you up. And this evening, God willing, he'll give us another message for tomorrow.